Listen to all the multiple impersonations that Alex can do.
Queen of England.
Sharon
Hello.
Osbourne.
Hello.
Sharon Osbourne.
Hello.
Elton John.
Hello.
Adele.
Hello.
Sam Smith.
Hello.
Lance Ian Black.
Hello.
Tom Daly.
Hello.
Oprah Winfrey.
I love bread. I cannot. I love it.
Eat this.
Yeah. Out Loud Orlando, the homo happy hour.
It's good!
Und gut for you!
Alright, are you gonna be an announcer?
For real, for fun, for everyone, you're listening to Outlaw Orlando, the homo happy hour, the most unique radio show of its kind, heard every Tuesday, 91.5 FM WPRK, streaming online and archived live on our website, gayradioshow.com.
So we
And with the free TuneIn Radio app, just download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone, in your Android, your iPhone. You can download it and search WPRK anytime you want to. I'm your host, DJ Justice, episode number 367, the first show of the month of March, and so this is odd. We said right before we went on the air that everyone has headphones today, so let's do a full, like, professional radio show with double headphones, because I'm always used to doing one ear on, one ear off. Why do you keep adjusting your headphones?
I don't like the sound of your voice. I didn't want to say that on air, but I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're the Lady Berry thing. She's like an audio engineer. She gonna adjust her levels and stuff. She knows her levels.
Why are you screaming at me?
On today's last segment with Learning with Lady Berry.
Right, now, listen. Now that you have both headphones on, can't you hear that you're not on your mic
now
at all?
I can. Now I can.
Now you can.
Now that I'm speaking.
Okay, going around casting crew, Eric the actor. How you doing, man?
Hello, I'm great. How are you?
Alex the friend intern is here. How you doing, sir?
Yo, what up?
Yeah, take your sunglasses off. And then Lady Berry Matthew. She
only I can keep my
What do I admit? I'm always the one. I'm always the one in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone's obviously in a weird mood today. We're like, we're arguing before. Okay. We're arguing before we're snipping. Like, we're worrying about relationship things. I'm getting mad because I'm getting unknown numbers texting me, playing games, which I hate. Number one, burping, drinking a Coca-Cola. Alex is, I don't know what Alex is doing. Like, Eric, I think you're the most stable member of the show today.
Thanks.
But we all know you're not.
What are you doing that for?
Well, I don't know.
We're expecting some phone calls today, so I need
I'd like to be able to do it the right way rather than last week when I was, like upside down, like, what button am I hitting?
But do you see where the microphone is? The microphone's still... The fourth one.
Oh, that one, this one.
That one was already positioned to answer the phone.
Pardon.
Because you...
are you going to answer the phones now?
Well, I know some calls are coming in because we have the winners. Today is the last day. Yesterday was the last day. We had some people really pushing for the Sologico, so the 6th annual Outlaw Orlando logo over your junk contest.
I saw that.
And they were pushing hard. They were just going for it.
Vote
and,
for me.
And
that's
so
always a good thing.
There was like event pages and people are like rallying the troops. Like, so the top three folks did a very good job. I'm getting ready to take one headphone off. This is really throwing me off.
I actually really like it, to be honest. Like, I have balance on both ears now. Like, I feel like I'm listening to myself, to be honest.
Well, it's like when you sing. You need to hear your own voice. It's weird hearing.
But you can totally hear your own voice, though.
All right,
I sound fabulous, yes.
put one finger in your ear, like...
What?
Give us a call, 407-646-2915, and you can hit us up on Twitter. That's Twitter at Gay Radio Show, hashtag Gay Radio Show during the show. No access to our Facebook page today, so I'm sure we'll check in with all that fun stuff later. So, let's go and do the three things learned this week. Three things. Not one.
Three things.
It's been one or two for the past 3 weeks. You keep forgetting the third thing.
No, I always do the third thing. It's just I usually kind of I smack the third thing on the end of the show. It's like
oh, I forgot one.
It's all sort of smear together. Like you never say this is the second thing I learned this week. It's just like okay, so blah 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 blah. Like it's just like a moment for you to just talk about yourself for 20 minutes.
Well,
that is the three.
I don't believe that's a fair assessment of my character or the quality of this radio show.
Let's be real. Oh, he has a whole hour to talk about himself. That's really what happens.
But it's not
here.
About me. It's about the community.
Oh, I think it's the first time he's ever said that.
Well, I don't like speaking on behalf of the gay community because then you have to start being responsible for that. I am not a voice of the gay community.
You are not a responsible voice.
No,
for the gay community.
No. I don't want to be. I don't. What goes in and comes out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. All right. I don't speak for anyone. I'm not any kind of role model. Mm-hmm. I'm here to represent myself, and the best. I'm here to represent myself. as myself.
You're like, says, in the best
as he
possible.
Speaks about himself about a show that speaks about the community.
That I'm a relevant member of.
Yes. So,
anyway, continuing. So, as a member of this community, I would like to say last week was a lot of fun. Thank you very much to everyone for the birthday wishes. It was amazing having a birthday on Radio Day. Lady Berry's touching tribute.
You're welcome.
She's trying to read me on the air last week, and then she's like, this man.
This guy right here.
He tries to hide who he is on the air. You have touched me. You have touched my soul.
My birthday's on Radio
But you
Day
won't
too.
Touch any other part of me.
Takes a sip of her PB&J Planet smoothie.
Oh, ooh. That looked
this
like that was
McDonald's
heavy.
McDonald's sweet tea.
How was that coming out?
We're not going to talk about my bowel movements on the air, sir. But it was delightful.
I want to say thank you to like 50, like there was about 20 or 30 people that I know came out last week to Pulse Nightclub, you know, that knew me from the radio show or just were Facebook friends. People that, and a combination of people that come out anyway who was like, hey, it's my birthday and you happen to be here. So you bolster yourself up and go, hey, like, big old party for me.
Yay!
So it was a fun time. I want to thank Alex for being my, Alex was my designated driver. He got me two.
It was so
good. Oh, I thought you weren't going to drink. Drunk.
Oh, girl. Girl, oh my gosh, she got trashy. It was like a catharsis. I saw someone when they came into Pulse, and I saw a completely different person when she left.
You
oh
got
my
Fagan
gosh.
Wasted. Congratulations.
I felt good.
That's exactly it.
No, I felt good, though, because, you know, I will be honest. In my past, you know, in past encounters with alcoholic beverages, there have usually always been, you know, like a little asterisk where you go, yeah, it was a good night until I got emotional.
No,
until
you're just a little tease. Like, I'm not gonna drink. Oh, what? Oh, okay, I guess I'll take a shot for my birthday.
Bottle for me. It's my birthday. I want a bottle.
That's how he was at the end of the night.
Oh, I bet. I don't doubt it.
I want a bottle or I want a bottom?
Probably
you
both.
Asked for
I
both.
Mean, you were pretty intoxicated, so I don't doubt it.
It was my birthday, so. It's my birthday.
Hi.
No, but it was a really fun time. We got it some karaoke. John, our biggest fan, he came out with some of his friends, and then, Sean, the flight attendant, was there. But
ooh.
Oh, how'd that go?
Awkward.
You noticed it, too?
Oh, God.
We'll talk off the air.
Okay.
I don't want to be that kind of guy.
Yeah.
You are that kind of guy, so
no.
Go ahead and be
wait,
it.
So,
be
wait.
Yourself.
I don't think it was awkward. I said...
It was totally, like, because the thing is, you're such a, like, I'm not going to call you a self-centered person, but you are a person that, oh, when DJ's doing something, it's, like, important and no one else is important. So here you are, you're trying to, like, get on something, you're trying to, like, and then if anyone else tries to approach you, it's like, oh, no, this is more important, I don't care.
He was on a mission.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I felt like I had a lot of people to talk to that I wanted to see, and with my ADD fueled by, you know, $10 all you can drink, it's not, you know, paper bag. Butterflies. I'm doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. And I said that when people come out, I try to. That's why I don't go out with people, especially if I'm ever interested in someone, or I'll even let friends know that. Like, I like being accountable for myself. I like knowing that I can come and go as I please. I'm accountable for what I do. I don't want to be rude. I don't want to ignore you. I don't want to drag you along. But if I, that's what I say. I'm going to do me. I'm going to be a lone wolf. That's why they call me Coyote.
He's like, I'm so popular.
Pretty much.
I have to talk about
that's not
friends.
What I'm saying at all. I'm just saying that I'm very selfish. Yeah. I want to go and talk to who I want to talk to when I want to talk to them, friend or potential or whatever. And I don't want to have someone following me like a puppy. I don't want to be dragging someone along. And I don't want to be chastised for being rude when I let you know beforehand that, hey, I'm going to be bouncing all over the place because that's what I do.
All right, but when it's something logistical, like, all right, so do I have to take you home or do I don't have to take you home? Like, I don't want to, like... you know, be shunned, like...
Mm-hmm. You were not being shunned.
You were. You literally told me to go away, like, at some point.
Shun! Shun! Get away!
I was almost like, oh, she about to be walking home in a second.
Now, listen, if I did shun you, then I do apologize. I don't remember shunning you. I remember I didn't see you for a while because I was off doing other things, but I don't remember seeing you for a while. So if I actually did shun you as a friend, then obviously I apologize, but... I pull my get out of jail free birthday card.
Like, do you think, like, it's just like, you think that people want to be third wheel? Like, he thinks that people want to be all around him, but no, they just want to ask him, like, functional questions, but, like, I can't even get the answer to them. But, anyways.
Hello.
What are you making, like, a home call? Like,
hello. Hi, how are you?
No,
hey, what's up?
So, but then,
is that someone
don't pay attention. Stop. Okay, hold on, hold on.
Okay, we're gonna put you.
Wait, who is that?
John.
Oh, John. Okay, cool.
All right, hold on. We're gonna put you on real quick.
Hey, bottom right.
Bam. All right.
Hey, John. How's it going, man? You're on the air, no cursing.
Okay, I'll try not to curse. You did absolutely great for your birthday, and no, you didn't shun Alex.
What do you mean? You weren't even there.
I thought you just said he was
there.
He just said he was there with his friends.
John was there.
John was there, but he wasn't there when you shunned me. Like,
I was, okay. If
you were
I,
there, but like you weren't there, so like you can't say anything.
If
okay.
I already said, if I shunned you, I apologize. I don't think I did. I just think, I think for once in your life, you were sober and responsible for another human being and having to get them home, so you weren't really used to how maybe clubs are.
Yeah, do you know how
between
much that
2
sucks
and 3 a.m.
to be accountable for someone else?
It was my birthday! And I only get to say that like 3 times a year.
Sober one in the building.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think you were.
It was gross. It was so gross. Yeah. I never want to be that person ever again.
Well, the only little snap, okay, other than evidently shunning Alex and ruining my friendship.
It wasn't
with him.
Just Alex, though. Okay, so you know how, like, oh my gosh, I'm DJ. I'm going to go invite every single person I know to my birthday party. So when that happens and when you're DD, you end up meeting, like, all of DJ's other friends. So it's like, then you awkwardly get to hang out with them because he's off, you know, doing his own thing and not being accountable for other people. So you get like awkwardly
lumped.
He's got
some spit on his bottom lip. He's so angry right now.
You get like awkwardly lumped into this group of people that you're like not really forced to hang out with because you do kind of really like them, but it is kind of like, oh, so yeah, this is our mutual friend who's completely ignoring us while he goes to be a little hoe.
Well, okay.
So,
I was not.
Oh my goodness.
Dang.
He is harboring some feelings.
So I remember specifically one specific time.
Alex, I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't me. It was
last week.
How dare you?
It was poor, cute little Kyle that he came up to you to tell you, I don't know what the hell. And you were like, no, you just completely, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Kyle, I'm so sorry.
No, okay, oh geez, I don't want to go into, without that, no, here's what it is. That's a friend, and he and I have talked, specifically that night, this was my go-to. When someone's flirting with me and whispers and says, no last names, and they say, I want to make out with you, I'm all like, oh cool, who doesn't want to hear that on their birthday, and you're a cute guy, maybe it'll happen. Less than 10 minutes later, when I see that person making out with somebody else pressed against the wall, a little bit intoxicated, my first thought is, okay, cool. I guess he didn't want to make out with me that much after all. Note to self, I'm not going to be the second one he makes out with. So when you saw the shun, it was when he was coming back in for the whole, hey, how you doing? And I tried to be very polite and said, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be the second person you make out with tonight. Now, that person did come to me and said, hey, what did you mean by that? And I was like, yo, it's nothing personal. I don't dislike you as a person. It's just at that night, I wasn't going to like watch you make out with somebody and mm-hmm. then watch your lips touch mine because I respect myself too much. Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to be second. Never. My ego will not. Oh, John's still on the phone.
Oh my God. I was like, who is this other person?
Like, are you there?
Right?
God? Are you there?
It's a ghost.
Are you there, Vodka? It's me, God.
All in all, Alex did lovely dancing by himself. And Justice did a wonderful.
Alex was so lovely, dude.
Elmo impression.
Yeah, it was fun doing karaoke. Hey, John, thank you so much for coming out there with us. And Alex, listen, if we need to talk off the air, we will. You know, I've never shunned you. I've never wanted to intentionally shun you. If it was an oversight because of my being distracted, then I apologize. And it was a fun night, other than losing my wallet at the end of the night. That was the one. And Alex was nice enough to drive me back to the club at like 3:30 a.m. to see if my wallet was there. So I had 2 days of no wallet. So, and then I had to cancel all my cards, order a new license. So now, you know, the cash is gone. So at this point, the birthday's turned into like, you know, like a $250 out-of-pocket experience. And then, of course, the very next morning after I cancel and replace all the things, I get a little text from, evidently I have a card with my phone number in my wallet. I didn't even know I did that.
Wow.
So this guy calls me and goes, hey, phone your wallet. I was like, well, okay. And it was one of the go-go dancers at the club, found it sitting outside the club. Mm-hmm. He was pretty cute, too. So I went to go pick it up, and I was like, hey, how you doing?
Well, guys, y'all have a great day. I'll talk to
y'all
later.
Even John.
Thanks for joining us,
story.
John.
Thanks, John. I love John. John's a good guy. Alex, are we good? Don't check your watch. Are we good?
Yeah, we're super.
Like, is this show over yet? How many minutes I got left?
Well, you know what? Enough about me. Let's talk about Sologica. It's officially the end of the sixth annual.
Woo, woo, woo.
Out Loud Orlando logo over your junk contest. And I'll be honest.
And
every
possibly
year,
the last.
Yeah, possibly the last. And you know what? I'm always bitter after it ends because I should have gotten this freaking bit, like, you know, sponsored. Because the fact that I now have to take $300 cash out of my own pocket and pay the prize money, it's a little bit, you know, bittersweet. So once I tallied all the votes and found out who the winner was, is it bad that in my head I kind of secretly went, well, you know, if they, like, get in a bad car wreck between, like, now and, like, the next week or two, I don't have to pay them, right?
First runner-up.
No, no, there is no... If the winner mysteriously dies, they void their prize money, and the winner... So the runner-up gets nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay, wait, wait, wait. So before we announce the winners, let's go around. Let's see who our favorites were, who we think we're going to win. We're so... Eric.
Oh, no, you start.
Well, it boiled down to, you know, three main photos. And I got it. So it boiled down to... and you know what's interesting? The three people that took part in the show, either they came on the show, they called into the show, they ended up doing the best. So if we ever do this again, you know, keep in mind that having an active role in the show does open up your possibility for votes by having listeners. So we had a lot of great contestants, drag queens, transgender people, we had straight people, we had thin people, we had fat people, we had black people, we had leather daddy Canadians. Well, I don't know if he's going to call in, but so this was a tally of the Facebook album votes, the retweets and the likes on Twitter. Are you sure we're okay?
Yeah.
Okay, oh my God, move on.
Right?
Yeah, get that. I think that's
good.
And then pay attention to this, not the phone call. So then
hello.
With and then so coming in third place with 147 Facebook votes, four retweets, eight favorites, and 24 Instagram likes, coming in with a total score of 183 was Justin Jones.
Yay, so Justin!
Justin came in third place.
Yay.
Good job.
Yay, Justin!
Justin was contestant number, I don't have it written down here, but he was our big boy, so he just was like, I'm putting on a wig, I got a beard, I'm here in all my glory, so he was calling in from Pensacola,
he called in
last week, and you know, he's a great guy, so he did well, and I was glad to see that, I was glad to see the big boys representing in the contest. Now, is that from Arkansas?
Cody. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Put him on really quick.
Alrighty.
Oh, is it baby Cody?
Hey, what's up, Cody from Arkansas?
How's it going? What's up?
You're on the air. No cursing of any kind. Hey, dude, I gotta say, you visited Orlando. You were sorry, it's 4:20. Time to take my Truvada.
Oh, God, so we really are doing that.
Pause the show. Take your Truvada.
Well, I don't have it with me. I'm just going to pretend like I did for awareness. Anyway, Cody, so...
it doesn't work if you say it.
It's 4:20. Take your Truvada and or other medications as necessary.
Yeah, so
take a Xanax. Calm down.
Cody came to Orlando. Cody hung out. He was a very cool guy. He came in the show. He has the coolest collection of shoes I've ever seen. He entered the most kind of bizarre avant-garde photo I've ever seen. So this was you did well. You were the front runner. You were the fastest, the biggest vote getter in the shortest amount of time, and you were in the lead until the last 24 hours. So you came in second place, Cody.
Yeah, I know. I feel like the Super Bowl this year. I feel like the Panthers.
You felt like the Super Bowl ruined your chances?
He feels like Bruno Mars at the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, so.
Well, he had the most votes up until the end on Facebook. He had 178 Facebook votes. Where you lost out to our top vote getter was you didn't have a big showing on Twitter or Instagram. You had one Twitter like, you had 16 Instagram likes for a total score of 195. Now, there is usually no second place prize, but because you're so cute, because I know you want to come back to Orlando, I'm going to take you out to a nice dinner and alcoholic beverages when you come back down here to Orlando and treat you to a spa day in my bathroom.
Oh, honey, I hope you like the Sizzla.
Bathroom. Gross.
What was that, baby?
Oh, in your bathroom. That's the spa day.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
And hey, don't knock the Sizzla. They got a great buffet. Bathroom.
Yeah, you don't sound too excited.
Well, no, it was a lot of fun. I really appreciate it.
That's cool, man. So are you going to be getting down to Florida anytime soon?
Am I what?
Are you getting back down to Florida anytime soon?
I know I'm going to New York soon, and I'm going to Florida soon after that.
Can you pick up guys on your own time, not on the air? Let's go.
I'm not picking up... I don't have
Bye,
to,
Cody!
I don't have to pick up guys who I already have their number. Anyway.
Oh, when are you coming? Oh, which flight? On which day? Okay, I'll pick you up.
I'll be at the gate. I'll be with this big sign waving.
I'll say that.
I told you, Cody, your number one fan.
I'm looking forward to that. Awesome spa.
Ew. It was so gross.
I love it.
Hopefully
when they
the health department doesn't show up.
All right, Cody, text me, dude. We'll talk. And I want to thank you for entering the contest. You are absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. And not only that, you're very pleasant as well. So you have a good day, sir.
You're very pleasant, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Love you.
Love you, man.
Psych.
All right, now so then
let the third the winner not be somebody you want to hook up with.
Oh, it's somebody that I want to hook up with.
We know.
Oh. Hold on, let me text them. Call now. Oh, I said the wrong call. Now,
can you please tell the wrong person to call now?
Please, please, please.
Like,
please.
Oh, you were number.
It's your
10.
Father. It's your father. okay, so well, the winner is. Was he gonna call in? Well, now I don't have him on the line. So I mean, I don't have him on the line.
Talk about how many votes he got.
Okay, well, with 100, he jumped up to the top with 188 Facebook votes. He had 1 retweet and 4 likes on Twitter, and then on these photos are all up on Instagram and Twitter at Gay Radio Show if you want to see them. And then he also pulled in 31 votes on Instagram with a total score of 224. So the winner was, and it was the most interesting picture. We never had any picture like this before. It was the Sumner. And he was, that's him right there. It was the Sumner photo where he's holding the red balloon,
hey,
and
Sumner,
like the cloud Dio de los Muertos music.
We're gonna put you in here in just a second. Just remember, no cursing, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And so, is that him?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you, Secretary Faye.
Hey, Sumner.
You're welcome.
It's me.
Hey, Sumner. Congratulations. You won, dude.
Woo! 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 Yay! Make it sound like
we have a big steak dinner later.
Hold on. Where's the music supposed to? There's music supposed to. There we go. Congratulations, Sumner!
He can't hear this, but it's fantastic.
There's really awesome fanfare music playing right now, Sumner. With 224 votes, Sumner, you have officially been declared the winner of the 6th annual Out Loud Orlando Logo Over Your Junk Contest with the prize of $300.
Pesos.
How long is this fanfare music? Holy Christ. Anyway, how does it feel? What's the first thing you're going to do, Sumner?
I'm gonna deposit it into my bank so I don't owe as much money.
Hey,
okay.
Overdraft, yeah. Life.
That's a very
paying
sensible. It's a very sensible answer. Well, hey, dude, I gotta say you had a fun photo. You came and you represented yourself well. I'd like to say this. The whole point of the contest is to, you know, to have fun, to take ourselves not so seriously, and to promote the radio show. And you know, Sumner kind of took that idea, and his people that supported him ran with it as well. No one's photo was shared more than Sumner's by a bunch of different people all across the gay scene, the art scene. I know that the night that he works with, what night is Escape?
Escape is the first Monday of every month at Southern Night.
That group, people that go to that event, mm-hmm. The club itself, they promoted on behalf of Sumner. So Sumner had a lot of people backing him. And you know what? That's what it's supposed to be all about. Grassroots. So Sumner, I got to say good job. Would you like that in cash, or would you like a personal check, or what?
Don't take the check.
Let's go with cash.
Okay, let's go with cash. All right. Now listen, now you know that if you die or anything between, like, if you die before I get you the money, I don't owe you anything.
Consult your lawyer.
Can you handle not dying for a little bit?
I'll die.
Don't die.
Now,
all you gotta do is
if
not
you do,
die.
Please put in your will that I get the money.
Now, if it was anybody else, I'd ask if, you know, we need to take this photo down, if he has any, like, future political interest or any, like, future endeavors, or, like, this type of photo could...
It's the internet. It never goes away.
Well,
anyway.
But I'm about to say, Sumner does enough other crazy crap that I think this is probably, like, you know, not too far down the totem pole in terms of the other bizarre things you've done that people have recorded or videoed or taken pictures
fine.
Of.
My mom voted for it, so I think we're good.
I think your mom's amazing. That's awesome, dude. Well, hey, congratulations. We'll get you that prize money. And now, thankfully... Oh, bye, Sumner.
Oh, okay, bye.
Bye, Sumner.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Sumner. It was fun.
Like, oh, I thought my interview was going to be longer. I did win, you know.
I'm sorry. Do you want to talk about sitting on my face? I don't know what to talk about with him anymore. He won the contest. It's done.
He's a classy lady.
I guess we're done here. We're fine.
Okay, bye.
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 I was like, it's over. Like, I had to talk about this contest for the last 4 months, and I didn't even want to do it as much this year anyway. I only did it to just kind of, like, say, screw you, cancer, you know? So... I didn't do it last year. I'm going to do it now just because. Like, anytime you do anything out of spite, you know, it's not as fulfilling as...
What if it's like an Indian rain dance? If you don't do it, you'll get cancer again.
Ooh.
See, now I have to do it because now I'm...
I put that juju on it right there.
There you go. So the first thing I learned was it was my birthday and that I shunned Alex, evidently. The second thing I learned this week was that...
Don't use Alex as a DD.
Hmm?
Don't use Alex as a designated driver.
No, Alex was a great designated driver.
I was a phenomenal
driver.
Designated
driver.
He
just have to deal
with
the
five stars on Uber.
Alex just has to deal with the reality that sometimes when he's sober, he has to put up with other people's shenanigans when they're drunk.
Oh,
being DD is never fun.
It never is.
I'm glad I only have to do that one time out of the year.
When you're the underage party boy, you're used to everyone catering to you being our
pretty much.
Yep. You don't get to be the party boy all the time, man.
You can't. I know it.
Oh, also.
I know. I've had so many people take care of me that when it's my turn to take care of someone else, I can't say anything. I can't complain because, like, I know I've...
True.
But you can control those, getting on your mic and staying on your mic.
Well, maybe you could turn my mic up just a tad.
How's
maybe
that?
You could hear me a little bit. I don't know. Can you still...
I mean,
I can hear me, but I still
right?
feel like it sounds far away for some reason. I don't know.
Put your other headphone on.
You're just a naturally distant person.
See, if you'd commit to the full headset show, maybe you'd
Is your headphone... Hold on. Trust. Alex, only Eric talk. Talk.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Talk.
Hello.
Okay, that's your mic.
Hello.
Yeah, you just have a crappy mic.
Well,
anyway,
thanks. I should have done before the show started.
Right?
Yeah, we're professional
what
radio.
We actually do.
407-646-2915. Follow us on Twitter at the radio show. Someone else emailed me and said, what happened with the champion? We all kind of dropped the ball on the champion. So here's what I decided.
I picked Sumner, so...
The thing was,
you
is
not
that like
Sumner.
There
did.
Was no
the
official.
The thing was, is
I
that when
him.
As soon as I wanted to pick Sumner as my champion, like he was already too far in the lead.
Well, you could argue that you could argue that I won the contest because I recruited Cody and Cody came in second.
Yeah, but Cody,
so Cody
lost.
Came. No, but no, he didn't have to win. It was whichever one had the most. So here's what I decided. Basically, since we didn't really any of us do it, I'm going to treat everyone to like a meal one day after the show. We're going to go and get some food and some drinks on me. Does that sound like a good compromise?
Yeah.
It's a social experience. We can talk about who's that.
Justin.
The third place winner?
Yes.
All right, put him on.
All right.
Come on, Bitter Betty.
Justin from Pensacola. He's not Bitter Betty. He's great.
I know him. He loves me. It's okay. Hey, Justin.
Justin, how's it going, man?
It's good. How are you?
Dude, we're doing well. I'm sorry to say you didn't win, man. You didn't win.
It's okay, though.
I'm sorry, dog.
Say it again.
You didn't win.
Justin, there was actually a big reaction to your heartfelt story about needing the money, wanting to win the contest. I want you to be honest. Like, you can be. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to bare your soul. Tell me what it feels like, you know, now that you did all this work, but you didn't win. Alex, Justin, tell... How you doing, man?
He thinks he's Oprah.
So absolutely crushed. I just can't handle. Okay, maybe not really. But it does feel good to have that kind of reaction and to see all the support out there. In fact, it really brings up my self-esteem a lot too.
Yes.
Out Loud Orlando, changing lives.
Yes, queen. Yes, queen.
And now, in return, you get a $15 gift card to Publix.
No, why are you giving more crap away? No,
that's a pub sub right there.
Out of his own money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but dude, you did amazing. And you know what? The fact that you owned your photo makes me ecstatic. Because I think every year we've done this contest, I don't like when the argument is, oh, it's just for twinks. Oh, it's just for models. Oh, it's just for guys that Justice wants to sleep with. And instead, it's like, you know what? No, anyone can enter this contest. And you are beautiful and you are sexy. And so it was amazing to see that photo jump you up and, you know, have you, you know, I think you were in the lead at one point. And Justin even made an event page. Like, Justin was, like, getting the word out. He was, like, encouraging people. So you know what? The heart was there. And I thank you for taking part in the contest so much. And we want to have you on next time you're down in town. Okay, man?
Well, I thank you guys so much. You guys are amazing, and I love you all.
You know what? Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour, touching lives.
We love you, Justin.
All over. Hey, goodbye, man.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So that's the first and second thing that I learned this week. Are you okay, Alex?
Yeah, I'm great. I.
Oh, my God. Sure. Move on.
Right?
What's the third thing you learned?
I just have, like, a... right?
A shade of
What is
all.
The third thing you learned?
I really want to know how I shunned him. Like, did I like, give you the hand? Did I, like, wave you away? Did I just
like
say,
that,
not now,
exactly,
Alex?
Like, or something. It was
Shoot.
Something along those
hold
lines.
Hold on. He like... just Laganja'd it right there. It was something you did. I don't remember
I don't
when or where
you
did
it.
It
and
but
I really
you
hurt.
Shunned me.
Like, it was just... it was the way
this
it made me
feel.
This
is my moment. This is my moment.
What did I say? What did I do? I don't really remember.
I am the HBIC. I'm a wolf. You see me coming, like.
Oh, I thought you were about to get up and leave. I'm a wolf.
I run. You run me on the air. My reputation is tarnished.
You know what? That's a whole nother mess. I don't even like playing that anymore because every time I do, the person involved in the tranny freakout like gets really emotionally involved and kind of comes at me at the club. It's like they don't want to own. Anyway, we're not going to talk about it. Anyways, let's do.
I've never heard this. I think you should play it.
The tranny freakout.
Yeah.
I'm ruined on the air. You made me look like a fucking idiot. It's in the outro of the song, of the outro song of the
you
song.
Ruined
you think
me.
I listen to the outro?
I need to change it. I say that every year because now the outro of the song has got like clips with Bobby and Adrian, who's not in the show anymore. There's an Italian, like there's none uh-huh. of that. So I need to update.
Yeah.
I need to update the outro of the song because we say funny things too.
Yeah, but we need kind to have of. like a work outing, and we need to have like a live show like outside of this radio show.
Oh, we'll do that when you take us to go eat dinner at I'm thinking Outback.
You want to do Outback?
We get a free Bloomin' Onion?
Thanks,
a free Bloomin' Onion!
Hey! Eric's like, no, I don't. I get my own Bloomin' Onion because I already gave you one for free. You're not going to use your birthday gift to treat me to a dinner that I gave you.
Okay, Lady Barry, let's do. It's time, and
what's that third thing you learned? You forgot to mention that.
No, I usually do one or two things I learned, retrospective, maybe a little bit of news.
And then he smears it on in the end.
And then I do. Well, here's the thing: if I do all three things, I worry that I don't leave enough time for your segment or for the news.
Okay.
So I kind of like to try to do two things. Y'all, because otherwise...
Am I your third thing you learn every week?
We do a lot of learning on this show.
I learn Out Loud Orlando. Learning is fundamental.
It is.
And now it's time for Learning with Lady Barry.
Wow, she's so cute.
Welcome, children.
Hey!
All right, so my topic this week was the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
that's right.
Who does not love the Golden Girls?
Thank you for being
And it was actually the best research ever because I just got to sit on my couch. Oh.
Yay!
Yes!
Travel
down the road and back
okay,
again.
Okay, we're not singing the Golden Girls. No, I'm going to turn it off if you keep going.
Okay.
I'm serious.
It's a really good show.
Yeah,
though.
That's... Well, I don't know that much. I've seen a few episodes. So
a few episodes?
What? You watched all of them?
Sophia was my
Hope
favorite.
You not. How have you not? I feel like I'm being too loud if I scream too loud. Okay. But how have you not watched all the Golden Girls?
I just haven't.
They're fabulous.
We've already established that I'm
well,
not
I'm
your...
I'm about to school you on the low.
I'm not your stereotypical gay man. You know, I wasn't brought up in
neither
that...
Neither am I.
I finally saw Queer as Folk for the first time in, like, 2015.
I saw it, but I never followed it.
All right, let's learn about the
My goal
girls.
Is to become like Mike Bryan. And you know what? My ex looked like the little blonde boy that Bryan was banging the whole time.
I bet.
No, you remember Kyle?
Yeah.
My ex Kyle? Kyle looks like the little blonde boy from Queer as Folk. I used to do impressions of him while we were in the act of lovemaking.
My whole world has changed right now because he's absolutely correct.
I used to always get really excited. His name was Justin on Queer as Folk. And you know how Justin used to always say things like they were really important?
We're from
like
Golden Girls.
Justin would say things that were really important, like, we could organize a fundraiser for the gay center at my school.
Yeah.
Once again, he turned Golden Girls into him having sex with somebody. All right, so Golden Girls. the show started in the 80s. It ran for 7 seasons.
What year did it start?
I don't remember. It was 1988, I believe. Something like that. I don't know. All right. The Golden Girls was actually one of the best shows on, I believe it was NBC at the time when it started.
These all sound like opinions and not facts.
I didn't do research until I left my house today. All right, because my research consisted of me sitting on my couch watching episodes of Golden Girls. So
that's the best.
If you want to hear a story from Italy or from what's that place that Rose lives in?
Rose. Oh.
Oh,
why can't I think of Sicily? It when you put it on the spot? Like, he can't remember stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Is it Sicily?
It's
no, that's the grandmother.
Mom. I think it was Sicily.
No.
All
right.
Picture of it. Sicily. That's Sophia.
We'll Rose remember when the show's over. Yeah. Somebody call in and please give us the answer to that question. All right. So
I know it. I just can't.
A couple of fun facts about the show is that Bea Arthur was actually older than Sophia Estelle Getty, who played her mother.
Okay, so she was older than the actress that played her mother.
Yes. And it took 2 hours of makeup to make Estelle Getty look older than Bea Arthur.
Really?
Wow.
And she's only 3 months younger than Bea Arthur. Another interesting fact, and this is kind of sad, each Golden Girl died, except for Betty White, almost exactly a year apart.
What are all the actresses? Bea Arthur, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, and
Betty White.
Yes. So first, Estelle Getty. And they actually died in the order that they probably would have died on the show, except for Rose, because Estelle Getty died first in 2008. Almost exactly a year later, Bea Arthur died in 2009. And then in 2010, Rue McClanahan died. And they were almost exactly a year apart.
Okay.
And I didn't know that. The show actually ended because Bea Arthur left the show. She did not want to be on the show anymore.
She didn't want to be typecast as an old woman.
Exactly. Because, you know, being 57 or something in 1980s.
She was afraid she was going to lose roles, you know, where she got to be like a bikini-clad lifeguard on like
Baywatch.
She actually
did nothing after that. The show won over 11 Emmys.
Aren't there rumors or allegations that, you know, that she doesn't like going to the meat market?
Oh, that she's a lesbo?
Oh.
Yeah, likes to keep her fingernails short?
Well, she likes
beef
curtains,
so... She's a pescatarian, she only eats fish.
She's a vegetarian.
That's gross.
If she was a dinosaur.
I actually did not see any interesting facts that mentioned that Bea Arthur was a lesbian. All right. So
I hear that from? I think it was from, no.
From
it was from
voice, from the tonation.
It was from drag, drag queen, okay. This is all allegedly. Allegedly drag queen Carol Lee, who is a big staple in this town, did a joke or told a story where she used to organize VIP tours at Disney. And one day, Bea Arthur came in, and she had to, like, kind of wrangle and keep an eye on Bea Arthur for the day. So, of course, being a drag queen, you know, gay person, losing her mind. And I believe, if I'm recounting the story correctly, she went in at, like, maybe 9 or 10 in the morning, picked up Bea Arthur at the hotel bar she was at. She was already trying to get an alcoholic drink at, like, 10 a.m., and I guess they weren't serving, and they were like, well, let's Bea Arthur do it. And that the waitress, a young, pretty Disney waitress, gave her the drink. And allegedly, this is all hearsay, Bea Arthur took the drink, then looked right at Carol Lee and said, I bet that one has got the sweetest pee.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
we're it's a word.
We're all just like,
I mean, she's dead. She can't
exactly refute
her.
It.
I mean, maybe it was sweet.
The
maybe
P word
she
for
was
cats.
Telling the truth, like... Who's to say?
She looks like a cat
mittens.
Lady.
You she's never talking know. About Mittens, her cat that's at home.
Hey, exactly. Tickles, come here, Mittens.
Come here,
Mittens.
You're the sweetest little pee. You're the sweetest little pee I've ever met.
Hi, Mittens.
So, back to the Emmy Awards that the show won. It was nominated over 57 times, and actually every Golden Girl won an Emmy, including Estelle Getty.
That's
for
very cool.
Yeah. Rue McClanahan apparently was a B-I-T-C-H.
I bet.
On the show.
Was she the one that was the hoe on the show?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
My spirit animal.
Fact, do you know that they actually wanted Betty White to play the whore on the show?
Mm.
Because she played that same character on Rhoda.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Or Mary Tyler Moore, something like that. Right? So, she...
I know my goal.
And Rue McClanahan was supposed to play Rose on the show, but they actually switched them at the last minute, and it worked out good. Estelle Getty was only supposed to be on one episode of the show.
If we were the Golden Girls, I think that Lady Barry would be Bea Arthur.
I definitely would be Bea
Arthur. I think she'd be Bea Arthur.
You're definitely Rue McClanahan.
Sophia.
Why am I Rue McClanahan?
No, I'm either Sophia or Rose.
Hold on. Rue McClanahan, Blanche, the person on the show who brought somebody home every night.
That's not me.
That's definitely you.
There may or may not be people listening to the show that we don't need to propagate these stereotypes and false stories to.
You a hoe.
You
are
propagate
you dating
white.
Somebody again? Is
you
that what happened?
Them.
We can't talk about you being a hoe because you're dating somebody?
I'm not.
He's a hoe. If you're listening to the show, he's a hoe. He's
capital
probably,
H-O.
He's probably...
Santa ain't got nothing on this hoe.
He loves a good garden.
What?
Hoe? Hoe is a garden.
All right, we got to do news and talk about other things.
All right. No, Estelle Getty was actually 4'11", by the way.
Yeah.
And Bea Arthur was actually only 5'9", which is weird because Bea Arthur looks like she's like 18 feet tall on the show.
Yeah.
You know, she actually wasn't even supposed to be the Bea Arthur. Like, they didn't actually request her. Like, it was supposed to be... I think Elaine Stritch told a story. She was supposed to be on that. And then I guess she, like, cursed or something. She wanted to, like, be funny and crazy on it with the part. And they were like, no. And well, then they actually Estelle got Denny's character, and got B. Arthur.
Like I said, was only supposed to be on the first episode, and they had like a black cook. Like they had somebody that cooked for them. That was supposed to be the fourth golden girl.
And surprising fact,
like slave handmaiden.
Surprising fact, the black cook that was supposed to be in Golden Girls, Oprah Winfrey.
I'm so uninvested in this topic.
And
now.
They had a gay.
Are we ready to move on?
They had a gay guy Eric, in there living with them like the first episode too.
Oh yeah,
Eric. I don't think that was it for Learning with Lady Bear.
And Eric. And Eric was a huge fundamental part of that learning experience.
There you go. I gave like a couple.
He was the TA. He was the teacher's assistant that time.
I love that show so much.
I'm not
going to
be
and
here next
ashamed.
Week. I should choose the subject, and Eric should take over.
Are you going to be here next week?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be my birthday.
Okay. It's your birthday. Okay. So what do you want Eric to talk about?
Let me think about it. I'll tell you.
Learning with Lady Barry, the Eric TA position.
The TA position. The teacher is on vacation. I'm taking over.
Substitute teacher.
Okay, what do you want? What do you want to pick?
Let me think about it.
Okay, we'll get it by the end of the show.
Okay, can I pick a subject for Eric?
No.
No.
Well, I never get to pick a subject.
No, get this. Because Lady Barry is the teacher, he has to leave the work for the substitute teacher. So it is fitting that the teacher gets to pick for the sub.
I just feel like Lady Barry has never seen a single game of New York Yankees in her entire life of a hat she's wearing. And I feel like Eric should learn about the New York Yankees.
Oh, that's...
No.
The gays don't do sports.
No. It doesn't matter if it's gay or not gay. You're supposed to learn and teach us things.
Yeah, I know.
What have we learned about so far? The Turnpike, emus,
gummy bears,
the Golden Girls,
you,
me, and how amazing I am and humble.
Yeah, I lied, by the way.
I'm like a thousand times more humble than other people. I'm most proud of my humility.
All right, how about that news?
Most proud of my humility. What an oxymoron. Okay, so
I love that he points out the obvious nature of the jokes that I make.
Just move on because he's just gonna point out the obviousness that you're pointing out the obviousness of him.
You said that thing that I thought you would say, and that's why it's a thing.
Quiet there, Babe Ruth. Singer Sam Smith picked up an Oscar for Best Original Song last night for his James Bond theme.
Okay.
Riding on the wall.
I think that Sam Smith is like an overcooked baked potato in the microwave. I'm really over this dude.
He looks so much better fat, too.
He's a putz. He was a lot cooler before he came out and before he started opening his mouth.
Sam Smith is like a Disney college program kid who got famous.
If you saw Sam Smith walking around the bathhouse and you didn't know who he was, you'd be like, go away from me, creep.
Yeah.
I'm actually
like, I would much rather... never mind. Writing's on the wall, but it's his acceptance speech that has tongues wagging. During his speech, the artist made the mistaken claim that he was the first gay man to win an Academy Award. I read an article a few months ago by Sir Ian McClellan, and he said that no openly gay man had ever won an Oscar. And if this is the case, even if it isn't the case, I want to dedicate this to the LGBT community all around the world, Smith said.
Surprisingly, your Sam Smith sounds exactly like your Adele.
Yeah.
No way. Actually, what McKellen had said, that no gay man has ever won the award for Best Actor, informed of his mistake, Smith insisted his win was still somewhat historic. I had something in my head, he said. I think I'm secondly openly gay person to win it. Actually, several gays and lesbians have won Oscars, although some of them weren't out at the time, including screenwriter Dustin Lance Black, who won the Best Original Screenplay Award for Milk. After reporters told Smith that even his claim for second place wasn't correct, citing openly gay songwriter Howard Ashman's win in 1989 and 1991 for Best Original Song, Smith quipped, "I should know him, we should date." Ashman died in 1991 from complications with AIDS. Black,
who... I feel like Sam Smith hears "Really Queen" a lot.
Yeah.
Really Queen.
Yeah, Really Queen.
Yeah.
Know your history.
Ashman, by chance, he made the Under the Sea. He won the Oscar for that award. He wrote that song and the title song for Beauty and the Beast.
Aww. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He was a Disney gay.
Yeah, there
he was a Disney gay.
No, Lady Barry, I don't think, I think that's defamatory for you to say that gay people are at Disney.
Like 90% of their cast members are gay.
Right? Anyways, Black quickly took to Twitter to remind Smith of his previous win and to get in a personal dig. If you have no idea who I am, maybe it's time to stop texting my fiancé. Black is engaged to Olympic diver and special twink, Tom Daly.
I like Tom Daly.
Obviously, Tom Daly is texting back.
If I see one more post on Facebook about this whole, like, Twitter feud between Sam Smith and this guy that nobody knows, I'm gonna, like, lose my mind.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I'm over it so much.
Like, he was, yeah, he screwed it up, he got his history wrong, but I think he, at least he dedicated it to the LGBT community.
He even
community.
Said in
like,
his speech, still, go, even go if back I'm not the first yeah. one, it's still, I still dedicate this to the LGBT.
And that's
Sam
still
Smith needs
least...
to go back to the dark side of the glory hole. I'm tired of him. Go.
So here at Gay Radio Show, we're really vying for the approval of our British listeners. So here's another British story. Elton John has spoken of a time when Sharon Osbourne stole his boyfriend.
Make this one quick, because it's a lame story.
The Candle in the Wind star, who has been friends with Osbournes for decades, said way before she married Ozzy, she had stolen away one of his boyfriends. Years ago, I'm talking years ago, I would stay at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel with my boyfriend at the time, and he disappeared, he said. He didn't come back to the room, and I found out years and years later that he had been with Osbourne.
Surprisingly, Elton John, Adele, Sam Smith, and Lance Ian Black all sound the same.
They're all
Hello,
they're all
puppet. Sir Elton John appeared on Friday's The Talk on Friday, featuring the rock matriarch. After the story was told, Sharon said, "I'm very, very sorry. It's not my fault. He was interested in my stamp collection," she went on.
I just want to do a list. We're gonna do an impersonation bit where I just get to listen to all the multiple impersonations that Alex can do.
Queen of England.
Sharon
Hello.
Osbourne.
Hello.
Sharon Osbourne.
Hello.
Elton John.
Hello.
Adele.
Hello.
Sam Smith.
Hello.
Lance Ian Black.
Hello.
Tom Daly.
Hello.
Oprah Winfrey.
I love bread. I love it. I love that commercial. She says bread 7 times. Like, 5 or 7 times. Like, I love that commercial. Sorry.
All right, last story, Alex.
Okay, so the last story. Oh, Indonesia has banned effeminate men and men dressing in women's clothing on TV. So we're guessing that pretty much kills any chance of RuPaul's Drag Race being syndicated in the Muslim-majority country. A directive from Indonesian Broadcasting Commission, KPI, was issued after receiving complaints from viewers, and it bans men wearing feminine fashion like I am today, men wearing feminine makeup, feminine body language exhibited by men, including but not limited to walking style, sitting style, hand gestures, and other behaviors.
That is ludicrous.
And of course,
I see that limp wrist.
Speaking in a feminine way.
That pinky's up. I see it. Yeah. I seen it.
KPI said, KPI assesses these things are not in accordance with the respect for the norms of decency and normality in society and protection of children and adolescents.
There you go.
Slow week for news, wasn't it?
Yeah. Airing this content thus can encourage children to learn and or justify inappropriate behavior such as common in everyday life. Okay. The move is the latest in an uptick. All right,
we got it.
All right, so cool. Yeah?
Who cares about
Leo
Indonesia?
Won his Oscar!
Do
finally!
Do they make anything we use?
The Filipinos?
The Indonesian.
The Filipinos.
Wait, what country is this?
Indonesia?
Sorry, everyone starts looking
at me. Why don't you go ask one of your nephews?
Yes. Do you guys watch Hell's Kitchen? Are you familiar with Hell's
yes.
Kitchen on Fox?
Yes.
Get out, you effing cow!
What is that?
That's terrible.
No,
oh my god.
Scallops.
I hate it. That's
his
disgusting.
Memes are amazing.
I love it when he squishes scallops in front of him. Look at these! Hey, he's squishing up a scallop!
It's garbage! I wouldn't eat this!
Okay, well, anyway, Hell's Kitchen is a reality TV show on Fox hosted by Gordon Ramsay. It's a cooking competition show, and it's been awesome this season because local chef here in Orlando, Ashley Nickel, is one of the contestants, and she's been doing phenomenally well on the show. She's a great contestant, a great chef. She's associated with Eddie Nickel and his partner Nick, who own Funky Monkey Wine Company down on I Drive, and you know, a number of other restaurants here in the Central Florida area. They're getting ready to open up restaurant called Ash, you know, by Chef Ashley Nickel. And so we got to see them this weekend at the Food and Wine Festival downtown Orlando, which was a great event. Went with Daniel And drinking with Daniel is fun on Sundays. Because
always. Drinking with Daniel is fun.
But he's been petering out, though. Like, Daniel was out of the game by about 10:30, 11 p.m. at night. Because Food and Wine Festival got him. And then Ember and Eve got him. I didn't even realize he was home in bed. I had to come home and take a nap for an hour and a half before going out to Pee House again. And he was already zonked out. So, but Ashley Nickel was there. And she wants to come on the show. Eddie and Nick want to come on the show. So we'll be interviewing.
She can only come on the phone. Like,
are we
going to
have our first celebrity on the show?
No, we've had celebrities. In the show, we have lots of
drag race aren't celebrities,
kind of, but anyway. Kind so, hopefully, sometime in March, we're gonna have Ashley Nickel from Hell's Kitchen on the show, and you know, a lot of cool things to talk about. I don't want to, you know, blow anything with the interview because I don't know what she does or doesn't want to talk about, but she's a very interesting person, and you know, I think fits into our demographic. And not only that, you know, she's a fan favorite. I think she does really well on the show. That's what that's the impression I'm getting.
And again, they ran, didn't they? Do the Bananas Diner when that was going on?
Yeah, they had
Bananas. The Drag Diner?
Well, and our history with that restaurant chain as well was they sponsored the podcast of the radio show for 2 years, too. You know, we used to do shows at the restaurant, you know, eating food and just kind of talking and recording. What? And so for a time, you know, they were kind of the first, you know, business to get behind the radio show and go, hey, they would always donate prizes and gift certificates whenever we would do the AIDS walk. You know, so if people donated to the Outloud Orlando AIDS walk team, we could give them gift certificates kind of as a thank you that were donated. So they've been very awesome. Mm-hmm. And very, you know, very cool with the show. So it's Super Tuesday. The third thing I learned this week. You know what Super Tuesday is? What's happening tonight in politics?
The caucuses.
13 caucuses in my mouth.
I was waiting for that. I was like, and dump.
Well, it's, you know, politics are going on. I told Alex earlier, I'm kind of excited that Donald Trump is in politics just because, you know, I'm such a big fan of reality television, and reality television is kind of becoming real life. So I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait every week for a new show. I don't have to wait for a new season. I'm kind of getting like my reality TV fix because now everyone's arguing and they're fighting. And at the last debate, you know, Trump was there in between Rubio and Cruz and they're both Cuban. it was like this dysfunctional arguing Cuban sandwich. It was great.
We thought Sarah Palin was as crazy as it would ever get in politics. And then Trump enters and all this. It's been madness.
My favorite part is when the two people who spoke Spanish started going at each other. Like, you don't even speak Spanish. And he's like,
yo hablo mucho español. Well, okay, so I wanted to pull this story because I'm finding, you know, I don't usually talk politics. Are you okay, Alex?
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Say the story.
No, I'm doing.
No, we didn't talk about the journey to the center of the center.
I'm doing the anti-shun. I'm doing the anti-shun. We'll go. We'll get into that. So Donald Trump and so Rubio is now coming at Donald Trump and made statements insinuating that Donald Trump has got a small member. Evidently. a blogger dubbed Trump's fingers shrimp fingers because I guess whenever he holds his hands, he has like really stumpy, you know, little fingers. And so Rubio, in an effort to kind of, you know, make fun of Trump because they realize that if they don't make fun of one another, they don't get attention because that's what Trump does. And he got attention. So Trump called him little Marco Rubio on Twitter the other day. Rubio fired back during a rally acknowledging, yes, that Trump is taller than him, but that Trump has unusually short fingers. And then he followed it up with a sharp jab below the belt and said, quote, and you know what they say about guys with small hands. The crowd started laughing uneasily, and Rubio goes, you can't trust him! But he was making like a small D joke. Yeah. And then he went on to say, he's orange, his complexion. He says Donald Trump is going to make America orange again. So that's going on in politics.
Spray tans for everyone.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was a week or two ago, we broke the news about the alleged gay past, and that actually made its way into the headlines and some other bigger news. So we talked about the alleged gay ties. You know, Marco Rubio, what are you hiding?
Yeah.
What are you hiding? You didn't say that you weren't not in Coco Dorm, the gay porn Latin house. Well, two of Donald Trump supporters are now going on, taking to the airwaves that they are alleging that Marco Rubio has got a gay secret past. They are known as the Stump for Trump girls. Look at these Stump for Trump girls.
Ooh, hold on. Sassy. Those people? Hold on. Hold on.
What do you think their names are?
They look like my aunties from back home in Texas.
What do you think their names are?
Grandma Rondell and Grandma...
That is Kiki and Peaches. They look like they straight out the hood, y'all.
The one on the left is Lynette Diamond Hardaway. And the one on the right is Rochelle Silk Richardson.
They call her Shay Shay.
Diamond and Silk.
Anyway, so they were on CNN, and they said, Marco Rubio told us to Google Donald Trump, but what we did instead was we Googled Marco Rubio, and he owes the gay community an apology because it sounds like he had a gay lifestyle in his past. And at that time, the CNN anchor was like, what? No! And they keep going on saying,
it's
true.
I mean, he's from Miami, so it's believable.
Well, people, there are conspiracy theorists that allege that Marco Rubio, you know, attended a foam party at a gay club, that he was a very extroverted homosexual while, at, you know, in college in 1995. So this double life is there. So anyway, so you know what? Maybe Out Loud Orlando, you know, we're blowing the lid off of news stories, man. It's crazy.
And they have the two girls from the Baptist church down the street yellow say the news on CNN, and they couldn't get us to go on there.
Orange. John was very nice enough to let us know St. Olaf.
St. Olaf
was where Rosen Island was from. St. Olaf.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
And then, you're right, I told him, Alex did something that everyone should do today, and you know, I usually talk about it whenever I, you know, make such a trip, but it was his first time going to the center. Now, Alex, what was it like going to the center today?
Journey to the center of the center. So, yeah, it was, like, after my previous class, which is my Comp 2 class. But
were there many gay people there?
No, actually, I got there, and there was, like, another really, really cute black kid there. And, like, I'm like, all right, well, here I'll be second in line. A couple other people came, but, oh, my gosh, was the counselor so cute. He had the cutest curly hair. I don't even know his name.
I know the one you're talking to.
Dude, you know the one I'm talking
to. He looks like a guy that was like really active and green in college and played hacky sack, but then he was always very comfortable being gay, but he's been like in a stable relationship for a long time, but you know he probably is a freak behind closed doors.
Well, no, he actually told me in confidence. He's like, yeah, I used to be a guy that didn't wear condoms a lot, but then I'm like, eh, maybe I should slow it down, because we were talking about prep. We were talking about, you know, he was actually trying to tell me that because I had to tell him how many partners I've had in the last year, and it's actually pretty low, to be honest. So he's like, yeah, you don't really have sex that much, so maybe you shouldn't be on prep, because it's just, like, he was telling me that it gives you nightmares, and, I mean, yeah, I guess have you ever had nightmares, DJ?
My life is a nightmare.
But anyways, yeah, I went there, it was, like, taking, like, a little blood sugar test, and yeah, it was, like, because usually when I get tested,
and it came back negative, right? You're good?
Yeah, I'm, like, it was non-reactive.
So it's important to tell our listeners.
Say it on the air. Was it negative or positive? Tell everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get it, guys. I'm neg, so.
It's very important to let you know. If you ever want to know your status, you can go to the center. You can go to Hope and Help. They do testing, rapid tests, 20-minute.
For free.
20 minutes, you can do it. Have your results right then and there. Also, on Mondays at the center, they do full STD testing where they take a little bit of blood, a little bit of pee, and they'll check, you know, for, like, your hepatitis, your gonorrhea, your syphilis. And, you know, so and it's totally free of charge, too. So if you don't have.
And it's anonymous.
Yeah, it's not. You know,
unless, like, everyone sees you at the center and you right. come out of the room crying.
Or if you're like Alex or Justice and you go up there and you try to pick up the counselor who's trying to.
He was so cute, though.
Like, and the thing was, I haven't had any sexual partners. The funny thing is, want to be one?
Is that I was hoping, like my test came non-reactive, so I was hoping he would read the non-reactive result and be like, oh, he's non-reactive, so maybe now I can lay the flirt on. But he didn't do that, so.
Well, just.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, let's be honest, we would all do that.
He should hit on you and flirt regardless of what your status came back
yeah.
as.
That's not gonna happen.
But he didn't do it in any case, so.
Is that Leah?
Yeah,
she's Leah.
Yeah.
The pillow is hiding your face, Leah.
Right, you're censored.
Hey, there
we don't deal with censorship here.
And sometimes the center they do deals with Mojo Man swimwear, and you can get tested for free there, and you get a discount, like $10 off, like underwear or like a swimsuit.
Unless you're a big boy like me, and you go up there, you can't. They don't have Mojo Man doesn't have sizes for me.
Really?
So what would they give me?
They'd give me a gift card. Huh?
Quiet Twinkie body.
Yeah. Throw it in the ball. Anyway, as our outro music starts to play, great show. I hope nobody feels shunned, and we'll get back to you next week with that. Lady Bear, you're going to be gone for like a week or two, you said?
Yes, I am. I'm starting my new job.
Okay, and so what's Eric talking about for learning with Lady Bear?
Your subject is going to be my home state of Texas.
Texas? Oh,
so give us information about Texas.
Oh, there's a lot to... There's Texas offers so
and,
much.
And the secret to having a good segment of learning in Lady Berry is not doing any research until you get in the car to come here.
Okay. Well, you know what? I know George W. Bush came from Texas. I think that pretty much says it all.
Yeah, you have a whole bunch of bits there.
I know.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
WPRK, Winter Park, Florida, 91.5 FM. Going around the circle, what do you have going on this week, Eric?
I'm interviewing for JetBlue tomorrow, so we'll see how that
goes. No!
Stay away from DJ. Well.
See, now I want to be in a relationship with you.
No. Anyway, so I got that. And yeah.
Don't shun me. Alex, what do you have going on this week?
Not much. Gonna devote another weekend to my failed love life, so.
Oh, wow, that's not angry or anything. Ladyberry?
Not a whole lot going on. I actually have a weekend off before I start my new job.
Yay! Congratulations on that.
I'm excited.
That's it for today's special edition of Outlet Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour. Always remember, we are one human family, sometimes dysfunctional, but still a family. So until next time, I wish you enough.
Girl, hide your British man. Sam Smith about to be texting him.
Hello.
I'm Justice, and I love
you are gay.
I'm ruined on the air. I'm ruined in the air.
How are you ruined on the air? How are you ruined on the air?
You made me look like an idiot.
What goes in and out of my mouth is my own responsibility, and I do who I please, and I please who I do. Okay? Okay.
Gorgeous.
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 Fabulous.
We here at Outloud Orlando give that 1, 2, 3.
Didn't go to sleep, went to court, and now I'm very, very legal.
Yay!
Yay.
That was the gayest arms I've ever seen to express that.
Now I'm very, very legal.
Jeff.
It's a talk and entertainment show. I host it. I wanted to be entertaining to all people, gay, straight, young, old. I happen to be gay. You know, I don't want to do a radio show where it's us versus them mentality. We're one human family.
And the more you tout yourself around town as the happy homo, I mean, that's just great. That's f***ing great. I hate the word homo. I can't stand it. If someone calls someone gay, it's one thing. I hate it, I hate it, I hate it. I hate that show. I hate everything about it.
Can you get over the friggin' name of the pig and pat me in the back for matching the funds?
No. Because
we're matching the funds.
No.
It's Out Loud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Why?
Raising money for a good cause.
Because
get over it.
You
it's
could not.
It's such a good idea.
No, no, it's not.
It.
No, it's not.
You're
you know why?
You're passionate about it.
Do you know why?
You're passionate about AIDS education because you hate AIDS pigs. You would buy a shirt that says, I hate the AIDS pig.
No.
Yes, you would.
Goddess warrior Princess Xena style.
It's,
It's all
food. Outloud Orlando, ruining lives all across America.
On a daily basis.
Got any poppers?
No. I'm not saying that.
I'm like lobbing up beach balls for you to like come back with, you know, your sniper rifle of ha ha.
Dating the same guy.
Oh, that just came
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
Look around you. Everything the light touches is gay.
Outloud Orlando, the Homo Happy Hour.
Of course.